You're listening to SBS News.
At Iran's most renowned university, situated in the capital, Tehran, two opposing rallies were held with one common sentiment: anger. The first directed at the Iranian regime over what protesters are calling a government cover-up. The second rally rejecting such suggestions and accusing foreign powers of stirring unrest. Anti-government defiance reignited in Iran after the Revolutionary Guard admitted it downed flight PS-572. 30 protesters have been arrested in a security crackdown. Tehran, which initially said it was scientifically impossible that a missile could have downed the plane, is now facing evidence it fired two. New vision released by the New York Times shows what appears to be a missile striking the aircraft and disabling its transponder. That's followed 30 seconds later by a second missile. Having promised those at fault would be punished, Iran has confirmed arrests. But judiciary spokesman Golhossein Emeili gave no details.
Some people have been arrested, and the case is in its preliminary stages. Around 72 hours have passed from the moment we started our judicial work.
Also arrested, a person Tehran claims filmed the plane being shot down, who will likely face charges over national security. But the British journalist who initially posted the video says his source is safe and authorities arrested the wrong person. Iran's critics, including Canada, which lost 57 citizens in the crash, want the regime to take full responsibility. President Hassan Rouhani, who's described the crash as an unforgivable mistake, has distanced himself from any culpability. He is calling for a special court to oversee the probe.
It is not possible for just one person to be the culprit in this incident. It is not possible for only the person who pushed the button to be at fault. There are others too, and I would like this case to be explained to the people with honesty.
Iran says it struck the aircraft in error as it anticipated an American attack after it retaliated on US targets over the death of General Qasem Soleimani. President Donald Trump has again justified, this time in undiplomatic terms, why he ordered the general's assassination.
He was the king of the roadside bombs. Great percentages of people don't have legs right now and arms because of this son of a bitch.
As US Democrats move in the Senate to block the president taking further action against Iran, Europe made moves of its own. Britain, France, and Germany have invoked a dispute mechanism against Iran via the European Union. EU Foreign Policy Chief Joseph Borrell says Iran has been accused of repeated violations of the 2015 nuclear deal.
The aim of the dispute resolution mechanism is not to reimpose sanctions. The aim of this mechanism is to resolve issues relating to the implementation of the agreement within the framework of the Joint Commission.
Omar Dbaj, SBS News.